and gentlemen, it's time for the once a year Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour fundraiser show. Thanks very much for tuning in to your local campus and community radio station on that one Wednesday in April when we put aside childish pursuits and say, hey, we need your money. My name is Dr. Andy, and I've been hosting this radio show for the last 10.45 years. Joining me now for the third year in a row is none other than the performance poet, man about town, and established educator, Chris Whitey Erickson. Chris, thanks for coming back for the fundraiser show.
Hey, thanks a million, Dr. Andy. I just literally wouldn't be anywhere else on a day like this. It's my pleasure.
I believe you, because you've really come through these last couple years with the energy, the focus, and the relatives sprinkled throughout the state of Illinois to come through for us and help us meet our goals for the Dr. Andy Show once a year for KDVS.
Yeah, whatever you need. I mean, we've got a pretty good constituency in Illinois there, and I've put the word out, and maybe we'll get some donations from people back in the heartland. As I say, the constituency is very healthy in that part of the country, thanks to me.
Because you do what you probably send back not only your fond wishes from Davis, but a little bit of money here and there.
Sure, yeah.
Because you got to do what you can for the old country.
Yeah, send the money back home. That's what everybody. When you come out west and you become a big success, then you give something back to your community, and that's what I do also.
And that's exactly what we're asking for all of our listeners this afternoon as well, and that is that you help out the community that's always been there to help you. And I'm speaking, of course, of KDVS. We are a campus and community freeform radio station that's been around for more than 30 years, and we are a station filled with volunteers that are excited to provide you music and public affairs programming that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Why does this matter? Because over the last 10 years of this show, we've seen a number of these great, independent, authentic purveyors of fine alternative tastes drop. They've been dropping on the East Coast. They've been dropping famously in San Francisco with the KUSF fiasco. Well, KDVS is still here. And although we are still battered by all of those same forces, we know that we can continue to provide you that great music, that great public affairs programming, if we can count on you once a year, not every week of the year, just once a year, to help us out, open up your wallets, and head over to the website for the KDVS fundraiser, which is fundraiser.kdvs.org. We also want your phone calls. Locally, that's 754-5387 or 754-KDVS. If you are one of our Illinois or international listeners, you can also reach us at 877-399-5387. We have a goal of $1,000 for this show. Now, I sent a call out on Facebook and using other media to let you know that if you value my friendship, and if you'd like it to continue, then you should support this radio station with a big gift. You can do that by phoning us at 530-754-5387. My name is Dr. Andy. I do it every year, every week, every day for all of you who love poetry, technology, the arts, creative thinking, fine teaching, such as what Whitey and I are used to presenting in the classroom. Now, it is your turn. It's your turn to come back and help us out with a gift so we can reach our goal of $1,000. Give us a call here at KDVS.
Something you mentioned, Dr. Andy, that I just want to touch on is you mentioned your friendships hanging in the balance with people who will or maybe will not call. And the point that I really want to touch on right now is fragility.
All right.
The fragileness of something, in this case, the friendship of Dr. Andy toward those people who are on the receiving end of the social media. Fragility. You also mentioned some of the other radio stations that provide this kind of programming being battered around, beaten up, and disappearing. Fragile.
Yeah.
You see, fragility. And so this theme of fragility runs throughout everything. Life, your automobile, dishwasher, any major appliance, friendship, community. Savor this fragile entity. Savor KDVS. Fundraiser.kdvs.org. If you believe in fragileness and you believe in protection and savoring, right now, get on that computer and dial it in and donate. We're on a goal for $1,000. I'm not going to sit here and write a check for $1,000 myself. We need your support. We need your help. Do it right now.
Thank you very much, Whitey. Well, this is KDVS, and once a year we turn to you and say, hey, help us out. We ask you to do this because, well, you know, what do I do the rest of the year? The other 51 weeks of the year, I book guests and find recorded poems and research news stories, and I present it to you in ways that are thoughtful and coherent and unified and really quite insightful. Well, this doesn't come free. Actually, it does. I volunteer every week for the last 10 years. But we want you to pay up for my labors. Do this by giving us a call at 530-754-KDVS. We've got a show goal of $1,000. We want you to help out in any way you can, including by phoning us now and making a big gift to KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis.
Who's going to be that first one? Who's going to be the first person to get this ball rolling?
Imagine the shout-out that they'll get.
Imagine the my mouth forming your name and speaking it using my throat into the microphone, going out over, well, all over Yolo County, right, Dr. Andy? I mean, Davis, you can get this thing on the way to Vacaville.
Yeah.
Winters, where I live.
Yeah.
Woodland. Imagine that. Imagine hearing your name spoken.
We stretched many areas of Sacramento County, very importantly via the World Wide Web. I don't know if you noticed, Whitey, but people don't always do things analog anymore.
That's
they don't.
Right, yeah.
They don't read paper newspapers. They may not listen to actual radios. A lot of people are bike commuters here in the city of Davis. Mm-hmm. They're going to go to their computers, and they're going to listen. They're going to stream. They're going to use different programs to listen to this radio station to pick and choose their favorites. Mm-hmm. Well, now we've chosen you as our audience on this Wednesday afternoon, the 20th of April. We want you to give us a call at 754-KDVS or 1-877-399-5387. Give us a call and let us know that you also care about this important resource.
Who's going to be the first one? I mean, we're on 24/7, 365. There are people here all the time, literally. You know, most college stations turn off their signal or turn on the auto DJ in the summer. Dr. Andy, did you know
here.
That?
I did know that.
Yeah, you just walk down, flip on a switch. You know, I don't feel like doing it during the summer. I want to go do something else. Now, not here, not at KDVS. We're always broadcasting on the radio, and as Dr. Andy mentioned, online, anywhere in the world. You go on your summer vacation to Uruguay. You go to Uruguay, we're there, KDVS.org. You go to inner Luxembourg, we're there for you. We're any time, day or night, living person, always online and always on the air, continually.
Not only the perimeter of Luxembourg, but right there in the middle, you can get the signal if you've got a computer that's
anywhere.
Working.
Anywhere.
Estonia, for instance.
Estonia, Lithuania, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan.
All the breakaway Soviet republics.
Yeah.
If your computer's working, you can listen to KDVS.
You can tap into our program.
Absolutely.
Right now, all the poetry and technology you can stomach.
Absolutely. And here's something you may not know, Whitey. Over the last few weeks... Well, months, really.
I'm with you.
I've established a website for this radio show called PoetryTechnology.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I, along with the work of very hardworking and not paid at all interns, we have been uploading the entire last year's worth of shows to PoetryTechnology.com.
Oh, my heavens.
So I'm talking about not only what last week's show and the week before, but a whole year's worth of shows you can find at PoetryTechnology.com. Now, did this come free to me? No, it did not. And did it involve lots of work for my interns? Yes, it did. But we do all of this because of you, mm-hmm. and especially for that first person who helped us out with a gift of $75 to help us reach that goal of $1,000. Thank you very much. We're going to get a note soon, I'm sure, saying who that was.
My mouth is watering. I want to say a name. And whoever it was, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
thank you very much for helping us out here.
Can I ask you something, Dr. Annie?
Please do, Whitey.
What does it feel like to just be in here giving? I mean, give. All the time, you're in here, you're unpaid, you give and give to the community, and there are certain individuals out there, never call in, never donate. I mean, does that feel like you're being walked on? Does that feel like you're just being thrown out with yesterday's news? I mean, what does that feel like to you in your heart?
In my heart, I'd say I'd be deeply appreciative if people would phone in some help. Oh my goodness, I can't believe who just started us off. You won't believe it. Why do you even, you know this name?
Bob Roy, also known as Rob Roy.
Rob Roy, a feature here at KDBS for years. We've got public service announcements that were recorded by Rob Roy. So we were talking about the breakaway Soviet republics in Luxembourg. Do you know where Rob Roy is listening from right now?
Is he still over in the old country?
He is. If by the old country you mean Korea.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Rob Roy pledged $75 from South Korea. Now, I'm not quite sure the strength of the U.S. dollar, but that might have been 2 weeks of his salary
teaching
the youngsters over there.
I don't know what his deal is, if he gets room and board or not, but, I mean, $75, that's he may be eating ramen noodles for the next 2 weeks, but what does he care?
If he's lucky, but, you know, his commitment knows no limits, and I'd say that's true for Whitey and myself.
Yeah. R-O-B-R-O-Y. I mean, that's the guy that he beat you to it, but who's going to be number two, three? Who's going to put us up over $100? I mean, that's the next question we've got to start thinking about.
That's a good point. We're sitting here at $75 right now. We want to be pushed up over $100. Let's have your gift do that. Give us a call at 530-754-KDVS. This is the Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back once a year. Chris Whitey Erickson and I come down to the studios of 14 Lower Freeborn, and we share our energy, our enthusiasm, and our commitment to KDBS by reminding you of your own responsibility, of the important part in your community that this station plays, by reminding you that you need to help us out if we are going to make our goals, the largest goal of all, to sustain KDBS, to make sure that we can stay on the air and offer you something that's fresh and authentic and local and locally grown, if you will. We've got DJs who come down here and they spend hours in the listening room going through the stacks. Did you know that we have the second largest record collection in the state of California here at KDBS? That is a lot of vinyl to review. Thousands of CDs. Cassette tapes, for goodness sakes. They're going through all that stuff and they're finding something offbeat, interesting for you because they know the sort of pablum that is available to you on other radio stations. About 100 songs in constant rotation, and that's it. No surprises, no delights, nothing locally grown.
Sounds like pablum to me.
It's robo-engineered corporate music at its worst. Now, by contrast, come on down here to KDBS. You could start your own show. You could come down here and volunteer. You could DJ on the station that means something to you and that means something, let me just say, to Kevin Long. Where is Kevin Long today? He is driving between Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma City.
Oh, my heavens.
We are streaming all over the world. Kevin Long, you're my new best friend in Oklahoma. I really do appreciate that. $100 Kevin Long in Oklahoma.
What else do you expect from a guy like Kevin, I won't be, Long? I mean, the guy, whenever you need him, he shows up. It seems like it to me. I mean, every time I've needed him, he's shown up. So far, he's batting 1,000 in my life.
He's jumped right in here with a gift of $100. And let me tell you that his tax dollars don't support this station, this university. He's way out there, and he says, you know, what can I do for that bastion of creativity and individuality known as KDBS in Davis, California? I'm going to put down a C note for a station that I can only get on my satellite radio driving between Tulsa and Oklahoma. Well, we're closer to you than Kevin Long, but Kevin Long has come through. How long is it going to take you to do the same? We're at $175. We've got a goal of 1,000 for this hour. We want you to help us out by phoning us here at 530-754-KDBS or toll-free 877-399-5387.
This is my third year helping out Dr. Andy down here in the studio, and I can tell you one thing. We're off to a real nice start. But the question that arises in my mind is, who's going to be that caller that puts us up over $200?
Absolutely.
What's their name? Who are they? Where are they? What are they doing right now?
These are excellent questions. Here, maybe they need some musical inspiration. Let's go old school. A lot of us have been enjoying some basketball games recently. Let's see if this puts you in the mind to donate. Yeah.
Are y'all ready for this? Kevin Long, Rob Roy.
Y'all ready for this?
All right. Streaming right now, high tech from Dr. Andy's Power Book. We've got Get Ready for This, the orchestral mix. We're mixing it up here at KDBS because we want to know if you are ready to support the station that has always supported you. And that's KDVS. We've got a goal of $1,000, and we want you to give us a call at 754-KDVS or 877-399-KDVS. You can also visit fundraiser.kdvs.org. Why did you want to say something about any of the gifts that are available to them, or do you want to say something about the freeform nature of the station?
Well, I want to touch on the idea of freeform.
Please.
It was something I was thinking about on my way over here. And, of course, this radio station, totally freeform.
Yeah.
Totally formless. No form. And it began to sink in to me that there's something very primordial about that, about the idea of formlessness.
Mm.
Because if you know your Bible, you'll know that the good Lord created everything. He built it off a pallet of a formless, watery void.
Right.
Formless. See, so there's something really primordial about that, something really innate to us here on the world, the idea of formlessness. And so that's something I really enjoy about KDVS and coming down to help out with the fundraiser and appearing on your program also as a writer is, you know, this formlessness.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. That and the community part. I really like that.
You can also put your stamp right on that form. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you probably remember that in his Biographia Literaria, Samuel Taylor Coleridge said, well, there's the prime mover, there's that primary imagination of God, but what about, you know, what's the poet to do? And the poet has a secondary imagination whereby she or he can say, well, there's formlessness, but I'm going to put my mark right on there.
Yeah.
I can do something. I can add something. I can add to the community of knowledge. Well, let me tell you what, folks. We've got formlessness right here, very well represented by Whitey, my co-host, and we're saying, why don't you put your mark right on there? By the way, Whitey, we just got a gift of $25.
Hey, that puts us over $200 for the afternoon. We're on our way, but we're not there yet. We need your help right now, right this second. Local people, 754-KDVS. I'm toll free if you're like Kevin Long and you're in Oklahoma someplace, 877-399-KDVS or fundraiser.kdvs.org. Right now, stop it. Just stop whatever you, right now, get on the phone, get on your computer, and put your thumbprint on this primordial blob that is KDVS 90.3 FM radio.
And contribute. I mean, that's really what we want you to do. That's what the volunteers do every day that they come down here. And when I say volunteer, let me just quickly clarify. We have an impressive staff. I read somewhere 300 DJs who come down here.
Three bills.
Now imagine all of that person power hours, all of that contributed so that this station continues, so that KDVation continues, so that the great music that you hear continues, so that we can do the work that you don't want to do. You don't want to spend hours in record stores choosing tunes to play to amuse you. Spend all that time doing the research and contacting labels, hoping that they'll send you free records and CDs. No, we do all that. We do all that for you. All you have to do is once a year tune in and say, you know, that's worth something to me. If you're Kevin Long, you might say, that's worth $100 to me. If you're Rob Roy, you're going to pull out your calculator and you're going to say, well, $75 is about what I can afford in U.S. currency, which is dropping like a stone. So, you know, these are a couple of folks who have really done their part. Now we need you to do your part as well. We've got a show goal of $1,000. We're sitting here at 200 at 22 minutes after the hour. We want to make sure that we get up to that 1,000. You can help us out by giving us a call here at 530-754-KDVS. Whitey, what do you have for me?
I'm looking for the list of things that people can get if they donate, but I can't seem to find it.
That's right over there at the website. If you head over to...
What's that website again?
It's fundraiser.kdvs.org. So, for instance, if you'd like to get a psychic reading or a small yogurt at Yoloberry...
That reading, is that with an actual soothsayer?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. For a donation to KDVS of $40, that'll be yours. You know, one of my favorite coffee shops is Mishka's. Mishka's, which moved over next to the Varsity Theater. Well, they are very kindly offering a number of gift certificates to this very radio station. So if you give a gift... Oh, it just went out of stock. Someone just grabbed those. You know, you got to act fast if you want to get...
You got to do it quick.
You got to jump right on there.
You're just sitting there on your hands doing nothing. I mean, you're going to lose out on gift certificates, a psychic reading. I mean, who knows? What else? What else you got on that list?
We got music. We've got CDs. We've got T-shirts. We've got DJ services. And when I say CDs, these are 3, 4, and 5 CD packs that can be had for nominal gifts, not significant gifts, but nominal gifts. And then how does that work out? You say to yourself, boy, I wish I had some smart people to and knowledgeable people to pick out my music for me. Plus, I'd like to help out my local radio station. Well, you can do it all at once. You go to the website, fundraiser.kdvs.org, check out the products there. You say, you know, this appeals to me. I'll put down $25, $50, $100 if I can get this rich gift. And before you know it, you can drop by the station. It'll arrive in the mail. And you will be sitting pretty with CDs, knowing that you've helped out the station that's ready to support your cultural needs all year long.
All the time, 24 hours a day. You know, if you've ever had to do something, you know, that's like a volunteer type of activity, and then when you turn around, nobody says thank you, nobody... You see, if you give and give and give, and this is a lesson on community, folks. If you have somebody standing down here like Dr. Andy, any of the number of programmers that work on this station, all unpaid, by the way, nobody gets a dime. If they sit up here and give and give and give, and you sit out there and just take, me, take, this is not going to work out. It's not going to work out well for anybody. So take a look in the mirror and ask myself, am I as good as Kevin? I won't be long. Do I have the stuff that Rob Roy is made of? Is that stuff in me? You got to do it right now. The difference between them and you is that they just move their body a little bit. See, they move their body and they open up their checkbook or their wallets or their purses or coin. carriers or satchels, and they do it. And that's what you've got to do right now. Fundraiser.kdvs.org. If you're local, you go 754-KDVS.
I'd like to add that even though this is our fundraiser show, we are going to be visited by a poet on the live line in a moment who is going to be reading tomorrow night at the John Atsoulis Gallery. This is part of the Poetry Night reading series. Tomorrow will be Gerald Fleming and Gillian Wegner. And Gillian is going to be on the live line. She is one of the shining lights of Modesto poetry. And I'm really pleased that she's agreed to come on, even though she knew it was our fundraiser show. And because of the fundraiser, that we won't have quite as much time as we normally would. But today is a day that we're going to feature the poetry and meet over the phone. Gillian Wegner, she'll be reading tomorrow night, Thursday, April 21st, at the John Atsoulis Gallery, 521 First Street. And I'll get to introduce her. I'm really looking forward to that. Do you have an update for us, Wayne?
I do. I've got a small donation, a small but important donation from a woman named Misha Erickson.
I've heard of her.
And lives in Winters. In fact, I'm just going to come clean in the spirit of honesty. I also live in Winters, and I also live in the same house as this person, and she is actually also married to me.
Uh-huh.
So what we're doing here is that, here's a ding for you, honey, and what we're actually doing now is because my wife is now calling in to donate. Okay, so now we've got people who are related to me calling in, but that's all. That's great. That's wonderful, but we need a larger community. You see, we've got $215 on our way to $1,000, and now we need some other folks, not just my wife, okay? We need lots of people to involve themselves in this process and to get involved right now. This station is totally without form. It's live all the time, and there are people down here beating their brains out trying to get out quality programming to you folks, all free of charge, all completely volunteer. So Misha Erickson out in Winters, is 15 is an extra little ding for you. So we're at 215 now. The question is, who's going to be next? Who's next? My uncle? My cousin? My third grade teacher? I mean, who else has to be related to me to call in to donate? I mean, come on, folks. Let's get this call. Let's get this thing ringing. And let's get that number moving upward, if you catch my drift.
I hear that, Whitey. Well, we've got a treat in store for us this afternoon. People who tune into this radio show every week, even when we're not doing our fundraiser show, know that they can count on hearing unique, individual, and especially talented voices. Today is no exception, for Gillian Wegner is here on the live line. As I mentioned before, she's one of the shining lights of Modesto poetry. Her poems have been published in a great number of journals, including Grove, Runes, The Ledge, The Mad Poets Review, and I think they're also going after Whitey's work, Central Valley Poetry Journal, and Zambamba. She received her BA from Humboldt State University and an MA in Writing from the University of San Francisco. She teaches English at Oakdale Junior High School in Modesto. But right now, we've got her. Gillian Wegner, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Very good to have you here, and I appreciate you stopping by on our fundraiser show. We'll have a longer conversation perhaps this summer. But I understand you're coming to Davis tomorrow. You'll be reading at the John Atsoulis Gallery tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with Gerald Fleming.
I am. I'm very excited to be there.
Excellent. So I know that as I try to do up here in Davis, you're very active in the Modesto poetry scene. And I'm wondering if you could comment on that, on some of the work that you do and how you might characterize that scene.
Sure. Well, I think we have a really lively poetry scene here in Modesto. We have many poets working on many different in many different groups and many different formats, and I'm very excited by the things that go on here. I host a monthly poetry reading, which you have been a part of at the Bark and Dog. And I try to pair a local poet with an out-of-town poet. And we've had some amazing voices come in, and it's been a lot of fun to coordinate that.
That's wonderful. And how about making time for your own poetry? I know you teach English at Oakdale Junior High School. And I've got a daughter in junior high, and she just exhausts her teachers. And I'm sure that you feel the same way at the end of a day. How are you able to have the fortitude and the discipline to keep to keep writing. It almost sounds like you're one of the volunteers down here at KDVS, hoping people will call us at 530-754-5387 today to make a donation and help us reach our goal of $1,000. So how do you keep that up, Killian?
Well, first of all, yes, please call and make a donation. But the truth is I don't do a whole lot of poetry writing during the school year. I really relish my summer vacations, and spring break is next week, and I try to make the best of my time then. So most of my work gets done in the summer, but I keep my hand in as much as I can during the school year as well. I teach a lot of poetry and hopefully make a difference with the kids for that.
I'm sure you do. And so just think of all of the indirect poems you've written then with the inspiration that you've offered your school kids over there at Oakdale Junior High.
I hope so.
Great. Well, people would love to hear an example of your work. Could you share a poem with us this afternoon?
Sure. I'm going to read a poem called Flood, which was recently published in Salzier Poetry Review.
Great.
Okay. Flood. If the water rose, if the water rushed in, if the water crept in like a draft, if the water crashed down, if the water weren't water but mud, slurry of tree trunks and boulders, if the water came in under the door, merrily at first, then staying, becoming crankier, picking at the wallpaper, undoing the draperies. If the water licked at our toes, our knees, our hip bones, played with the ends of our hair, our eyelashes, pressed into our throats, entered our ear canals. If the water smelled like the bitter end of days, if the water gave off the rank of rotted meat, if the water wasn't the color of sky but of earth, wasn't the color of earth but the color of the insides of nightmares. If there isn't a warning, if there isn't any time, if the attic's too shallow, the roof too weak, if there's no wood for our raft, if the oars are missing, and the drownings, my darling, have begun. And that's the end of the poem. It doesn't sound like it ends, but that's where it ends.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I like that very much. Very, very intense. Was that a pre or post tsunami poem? It must have been pre if you've already gotten it published locally.
Right. It was actually a response to the horrible flash flood. I think it was in Arkansas last summer where whole families were washed away in a campground. So it was actually a response to that.
I remember that.
Yeah, well, all too timely with the tsunami now.
Really well done. I love the way that you stack on those conditional clauses and really press the I don't know the action, the tumult. Help me out here, Whitey. What am I saying about this?
I'm just trying to figure out what a conditional clause is.
Okay. Well, I know I could say that to Gillian because she teaches that sort of thing to her kids. What I'm saying is that there's some suspense, there's some tension there, and you're never quite sure what's going to happen, what's going to get washed away next. It's very exciting.
What are you from Arkansas originally?
No, I'm from New York City originally, but I'm deeply moved by any kind of floods. They're sort of my worst nightmare, so didn't take much to imagine what would be happening.
And is that a concern in Modesto?
Not a huge concern here, but there has been a lot of flooding in the past because of big snow melts, and of course
right.
We had a lot of snow this year, so we'll see what happens.
Well, another kind of tension in the air.
Indeed.
Well, you know, I think, Gillian Wegner, that some people were so excited that you're going to come to Davis to read tomorrow that they helped out with a big gift. And if you don't mind, I want to tell you who that was. Karen Moe, known to many of her beloved patients as Dr. Karen, she helped out with a gift of $100 for this radio station.
Hey, rock on. All right.
Absolutely. And Karen wants to remind us that she's also a volunteer for local arts organizations. And for her, it's the Davis Musical Theater Company. And they're doing a show this coming weekend called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Next weekend, Cinderella.
Excellent. That'll be fantastic.
I think so. Well, I so much appreciate you tuning in and helping out with our fundraiser show, Gillian, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more of your poetry tomorrow at the John Atsoulis Gallery. That's 521 First Street, and that reading will start at about 8 o'clock. Is there anything you want to say about Gerald Fleming?
Oh, Jerry is a fantastic poet. I think people will really enjoy him. His new book, Night of Pure Breathing, is just beautiful. So I'm looking forward to hearing him read from it. I haven't heard him yet, but I've read it, and it's fantastic.
Excellent. Well, Gillian, I appreciate everything that you do for poetry. I look forward to having a longer and less frenetic conversation with you about poetry on this radio show. But for right now, I want to say see you tomorrow, and thanks for coming on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Same here.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, that was Gillian Wegner. She's doing what she can to keep you all entertained so that you would feel compelled to help out. You know, Dr. Karen helped out with the C-note while Gillian was reading her poetry. I'd like to know what you're going to do next. We're at $315. We're past halfway through the program. We're hoping to hit 1,000, but we can only do that if you, too, can step forward, as Karen Moe did, and help us out with a big gift this year.
We're really going to need to rally in the second half of this program, Dr. Andy. I can tell you that right now.
That's right, because I'm no mathematician, but I know that 37 minutes is to an hour, not as $315 is to $1,000.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
It's not. We need something from all of you. We need you to phone in and to help out and to give a gift by giving us a call at 754-KDVS or toll-free at 877-399-KDVS. Maybe those of you at home have grown so used to the show and that I've been on for 10 years that you think you can hear other stellar poets like Gillian Wegner casually phoning into radio shows and sharing their amazing work about, you know, floods. Well, it's not true. I can just tell you right now, it's not true.
It's not going to last forever.
You can just keep turning that dial, and I'll let you know, you're not going to hear lots of poetry. You know, you might, if you're lucky, come across a snippet here or there, but I'll tell you, week after week, year after year now, I come down here to 14 Lower Freeborn, and as a result of my research and my contacts and my Facebooking and my emailing and my interns and my producers.
In short, hard work.
All of it for free.
Yeah.
All of it for you.
Totally free.
And what do we do only once a year? We say, look, if you've enjoyed it, show it. Show your appreciation with a gift to KDBS. Let me just clarify, none of this money goes to Whitey or myself.
No.
It all is going to the station that gives a place for all these volunteers to share with you their creativity. The arts, they're under attack. They're being defunded right and left.
Well, let's look at the plight of Swerve and Irvin Swernoff down there at USF.
That's right, KUSF. Yep. No longer the sort of free-form radio station that you all have grown used to here in Yolo County. San Francisco's, one of San Francisco's most important authentic community voices, has gone silent. No longer will you hear the sort of music, the great variety of music that you're going to hear on this station, but rather that community rallying point, that beacon of authenticity and creativity, is now gone.
Hello.
Now, you don't want that happening here at KDBS, and nor do we. That's why we volunteer so much and so hard. Whitey here, coming in for the last 3 years in a row, we need you to come on down, too. Not figuratively. Yes, figuratively. Not literally, we hope, but rather by giving us a call at 530-754-KDBS, toll-free 877-399-KDBS. We've got a goal of $1,000. We're sitting here at $315. We want to see what you can do for us.
Trust me, folks. My wife called in earlier and donated 15 big ones, dollars. And I wish I could bring up for you my checking account right now and just show you the number. Not a huge number. Not an enormous number, but I'll tell you something, community radio means something to me and to my wife, and that's why we dug in and we said, hey, we've got 15 extra. I mean, that's fractions of a dollar per day. I mean, that's, again, math, not my specialty, but a few cents a day at most.
Absolutely.
You know, and that, so if you tune in and you listen, you owe it. You know you owe it. Just call. Just get on the computer. Don't hide. Don't slink. All right? Don't slink. You don't want to be known as a guy or the gal who slunk through life. Okay? Get on the phone.
I hear that.
Get on the computer. Make it happen right now. We're at 315. I want to see $400 in the next minute. I challenge the community right now. We need an $85 donation in the next minute. Do it right now. Just do it.
You should not hesitate. You should not pause. You should not take on any sort of project other than going to the phone. At 530-754-KDVS.
I'd like to talk about the KDVS mobile DJ unit.
Do it.
The KDVS mobile DJ unit is a show, a dance party, a speech, and so much more. We provide sound at little to no charge for many student organizations at a very affordable price for dance parties or events in the area. We need your donation to maintain this overused and, frankly, abused equipment and continue to provide this amazing community service. Call 754-KDVS or 877-399-KDVS, or if you're on the web, you can find us at fundraiser.kdvs.org.
That was well done. You done voiceover work outside of your KDVS duties?
Just in my mind.
Sure. I've spent some time in there yourself, and there are a lot of voices in there.
Just enjoy it.
All right, I will.
I tell you, if I tried to do this on one of these fat cat stations, they'd have pulled the plug on me, you know, minutes ago.
Absolutely. But no, not down here at KDVS. We will let the ramblings of Chris Whitey Erickson's mind
go.
They will resonate. They will radiate out in 1,000 different directions from our huge KDVS tower, and they will meet your ears with please, P-L-E-A-S, to give us a call here at 530-754-KDVS. Help us reach our goal of $1,000. We're kind of stuck at 315.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, folks. Come on.
If we need money, it's very simple. We need money in order to maintain and utilize our large tower. Okay? It's a large, stiff tower, and we need your dollars to make it work. It doesn't work on its own. There's no stiff tower fairy who flies in and magically repairs it. Okay? We need dollars. All right, we're entering now the last quarter hour of the program. I'm just going to level with you. We need dollars. And it looks like we've just gotten some, Dr. Andy.
We're up to $365. Someone just gave a donation. We'll give them a shout-out in just a moment. But I know you're a fan of the old-time movies. Here, let's see if this inspires you as well as callers to give us a call at 754-KDVS. Check this out.
There he is. Donate to Katie.
We've got people shadow boxing down here in 14 Lower Freeborn. I think I just spotted Dr. Douglas Everett, well-known DJ, host of Radio Parallax, a show you can hear Thursday afternoons at 5 on any radio station. His support for KDVS is well and widely known.
Responding to your plea for money.
All right, here's Doug right now. Come to the microphone, Doug. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I felt that I needed to do my duty to support this excellent radio program and tremendous radio station, so here I am.
Excellent. And you're putting some money down.
I am.
You've emptied your wallet.
This is more symbolic. At least it's actually processing my credit card, but I want to just lay it out. Because cash, nothing looks quite as good as cash.
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing cash for everyone to see down here on this radio show. So they're processing your credit card out back, but why do you feel it's necessary, in addition to all the work that you do for this station, why do you feel it's necessary to pony up some cash as well?
Well, Dr. Andy, I mean, what's more deserving than KDVS, and what's more deserving than your program, sir?
I agree with you, right?
We should, you know, yeah? You told the story about how, you know, people should know, if you donate $100, you get to host your own program.
That's true. Have you ever done anything like that?
9 years ago, I took KDVS up on this, and Dr. Andy here graciously donated his time for most of his show, and that led to Radio Parallax coming on the air a month later, and it's been and so much fun ever since.
You've been doing this for the last 9 years.
Yes, sir.
And you've had some amazing guests. I know that we're going to spend a lot of time on this on tomorrow's show at this time. But why don't you give us just a few of the A-listers who have appeared on Radio Parallax because of KDVS making it possible for you to share your hard work.
Because of what KDVS does 52 weeks out of the year, we have been able to bring people, Walter Cronkite, Jim Lehrer from McNeil Lehrer. We had Ray Bradbury. radio legend Norman Corwin.
Daniel Shore has been on their show.
Daniel Shore has been on the show. We had Ambassador Joe Wilson at the height of the great scandal with the Bush administration outing his wife. Watergate figure John Dean. I kind of get brain locked sometimes thinking of the wonderful people we've been able to have on the show.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a wonderful thing that you've been able to share with folks over the last 9 years. But, you know, we can only keep this up if people do their part. Their part is pretty easy. They just have to give us a call, get out a credit card as you did, and donate what is necessary in order for us to continue this important work. All right. Well, we just had another call come in, and we're up to $437. Ladies and gentlemen, we're almost halfway to our goal. Chris Whitey Erickson is joining me here in the studio. We're talking about the importance of KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. We heard from Dr. Doug, who will be excitedly sharing with you his plans tomorrow from 5 to 6. And you also have some tickets to talk about, Doug?
Dr. Andy, I believe that James Israel is graciously donated from the 20th anniversary program of the Humor Times, which will be this Friday night at the Coloma Center, and there's a couple tickets people can score if they will call in now during your show and also call in for my show tomorrow.
Excellent. So, what's the date on that event?
That's Friday, this coming Friday, 7:30, Coloma Center, like 47th, I think it is, in T. It's probably on the website somewhere.
Excellent.
But Will Durst will be there, and...
Will Durst is a fantastic comedian. You've got him almost every week on your show, don't you?
Just about. He is America's foremost political comic. It's another reason that people should, I think, donate to KDVS because, we're the purveyor. KDVS is the purveyor of America's foremost political comic here to the state capital region.
That's great. Well, someone else who whose comedic work I know that you know is Keith Lowell Jensen. He's a Sacramentan like yourself. And he has just contacted me via Facebook to let me know that he'd be glad to offer copies of his CD as a gift to donors who pledge over a certain amount, let's say $50. $50. Help us out with $50, and I'll make sure that you get a copy of Keith Lowell Jensen's new CD. Keith Lowell Jensen is a tremendous comedian. His most recent CD, which I have, and I've listened to the whole thing, it's really funny. I had to wait till not only my children left the house, but my wife, to listen to this CD. It's called To the Moon, Live at Luna's. And Keith Lowell Jensen has opened with and performed with some incredible comedians, including Robin Williams. And he opened for Will Durst. I think you saw him last time. Will Durst was performing at the Crest Theater. So Keith Lowell Jensen has heard the call. He says, here, let me help with my very art, my comedy. To the Moon, copies of this CD will be available to anyone who helps us out with a gift of $50. We're sitting here at 437, 10 minutes left in the show. Give us a call here at 530-754-KDVS. Doug, thanks so much. I've got a special, I might as well announce it right now. I don't like to give money to my own show, but tomorrow on Doug's show, I'm going to put down a $100 matching grant. I want to want someone to donate a full C note. As soon as that happens tomorrow, I'm going to match it with $100.
Well, that sells it. I'm taking out the other 50, and we're going to have to go to a C-note.
All right. Great.
That's fair.
There we go. Well, I think that, so go tell the folks out back then. We'll add it to our total, and then I'll make sure to phone in with my $100 pledge tomorrow during your radio show.
I appreciate that very much, sir. And by the way, can I do a poem on your show?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear it.
Okay. The subject is The Antiquity of Intestinal Microbes, and the poem is as follows. Adam, Haddam. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was great. Thank you very much. That gets you a rung bell. Thank you very much, Doug. That was wonderful. Well, Doug, you know, just because I mentioned I'm going to donate on his show, he's come forward to donate on ours. I hope you all will do the same. Give us a call at 530-754-KDBS or toll-free at 877-399-5387. If you're on the web, fundraiser.kdvs.org.
There's a pang. I feel a pang, Dr. Andy, a pang, I say. Rib cage, left side, seventh rib. How many ribs? Four. There's a number. A couple ribs up from the bottom rib. Generosity always touches me on my fourth rib on the left side, and I've witnessed it firsthand. This guy comes in, he's waving cash around. Dr. Annie's talking about giving money away. This guy does so much for the community, for the radio station, and now you got Dr. Andy in here giving more. I mean, what else are we going to take from this guy? Organs? Hair? Shave his head and use his hair like a wig? Yeah. I mean, what is it that you want from Dr. Andy?
I want that.
Right now, people want Dr. Andy's organs. They want to take everything from him.
Well, I'll let you know. I can answer that question. Someone just contacted me on KDVS. I believe it was on Facebook, and said that because of KDVS.
Someone?
It's my wife, Kate. And she says that my daughter, Geneva, has just donated her allowance. How about that?
Geneva just nailed it. This
good
is
job,
a child.
Buddy.
I mean, this is a child. This, you know, children. I mean, they walk around, me, 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 take, me, me. This child has looked into her soul and said, hey, I don't need my allowance right now. We're going to give it to my pa and give it to his program so that it can live another week. I mean, fourth rib, Andy, left side, panging.
Generosity indeed. I don't know if you noticed, and I didn't want to interrupt your performance, Whitey, but we're up at $537 now.
That's excellent work, folks. That's excellent work. We've got, what, about 8 minutes, Dr. Andy? What do we got?
I think that's what we got, about 8 minutes. So help us go out with a bang. We could use your help, and one of the ways that you can help us is by giving us a call here at the radio station, 530-754-KDBS. We would love to represent you by shouting out your particular work. I think we're up at 537, not because of Geneva's allowance, but because of that crazy Dr. Doug who was in here waving bills around.
Can you reveal what Geneva's allowance is?
That is that's worked out between Geneva and her mom.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is earn the money with my multiple jobs.
Is she hourly or salary? I mean, because what I mean and what I'm driving
at. She's on a weekly allowance.
What I'm driving at is I got $3 weekly,
yeah.
And I just wanted to know what a child gets in allowance these days.
I think my 13-year-old gets just a little bit more than that, but I'm not quite sure. Because when she's not donating to KDVS, she's donating to the Smith-Lemley Opitz Foundation.
Holy
so
God.
Really, it's just a whole shell game. It's a way that we're able to increase our tax deductions is how it works out when we keep giving money to Geneva Dern of Davis, California.
Well, we took a hit this year, the wife and I, on taxes, and just want to remind everybody, these donations can help you out come tax time next year, come mid-April.
Oh, yeah.
You can knock this thing right off the top, because I'm going to tell you, me and my old lady, we took a hit.
Yeah.
Okay, gang? We took a hit, and we still dug deep. We shelled out some dollars for this station. KDVS, fundraiser.kdvs.org. There's still time. Don't give up. You can do it. Please.
Give us a call here at 530-754-KDVS or 877-399-KDVS. You know, I'd like to remind you that the Poetry Night reading series happens tomorrow night with Gillian Wegner. Gillian was in here sharing her poetry to all of, you know, with all of you. She's got no connection to KDBS, but she stepped forward. Whitey's here for the third year in a row, let me add. I've been here every week for the last 10 years.
You know, have I done the show now more than Rob Roy did it?
I think you all are about even now.
Really?
Next year.
Next year?
That's right. All right.
I'm sorry. It seems like I'm turning a lot of this inward, and it's about me, my allowance, how many times.
Your ribs.
I'm furious right now. My ribs. I'm really passionate.
All right. How about this? Everybody's favorite Chicago dentist, Chris Boss. Chris Boss has phoned in all the way from Chicago, Illinois.
Chris, who's the boss?
Exactly. Chris, who's the boss, has helped out with $60. You know that's going to help. And let me just add that Chris Boss... a saint of a man. He's just back from an extended Australian vacation. He can't afford $60, but nevertheless, he dug deep, and he's helping out this station with which he has no formal relationship, let me quickly add. He is a dentist practicing dental medicine.
Literally practicing it?
In Chicago, Illinois. What business does he have supporting this station? Less so than you have, kind listener. And therefore, give us a call at 530-754-KDVS or 877-399-KDVS. We need your help at fundraiser.kdvs.org so that this station can continue to provide you the offbeat jazz and poetry and rock and roll and Caribbean music and reggae music and Russian folk tunes. All of these things are made possible because of the help that you provide us. There's some complicated math going on in the front room as we're going to find out what our new total will be.
I'm guessing that trip that Chris, who's the boss, took to Australia wasn't awarded him via the Press Your Luck game show program. He got back from Australia. Those things aren't cheap. Gets back. He sets it up. He calls in, donates money to a radio show halfway across the universe. And, I mean, this guy's setting an example, and he's going to be tough to top here in the last couple of minutes of this program.
I'll say, Kevin.
That's a big donation right there.
I know we're up at $767. We are three quarters of the way towards our goal and 2 minutes left in the program. So step forward. Help us out with $233 right now. We'll meet our $1,000 goal for KDVS. Whitey and I will be smiling all day. We're up at $15,000 for the station. We've got an overall KDVS fundraiser goal of $60,000. I know that we can make that. Many of you have helped us today, which we very much appreciate. I hope that you're going to keep listening, because every time you do, you'll be inspired to call again, to visit fundraiser.kdbs.org again. Now, those of us who volunteer here at the station, now that Wednesday is almost past, we too can go to that website and see what sort of fun gifts are left. And, you know, I just checked it not too long ago. I checked kdbs.org with the fundraiser before that. There are dozens and dozens of tremendous premiums available for those of you who want to help out. So give us a call at 754-KDBS or 754-5387. Do you have any laudatory or emotional words to close us out with, one Mr. Chris Whitey Erickson?
Yeah, I want to go back to my point about formlessness, just remind you of that, just watery void, nothing happening, then the Lord creates the universe. I want to talk a little bit about my internal situation. I've got pain in my fourth and fifth ribs due to the generosity of the community, and the pain is sort of traveling southward toward my loinal area. And I just really want to extend my congratulations to all the folks who called in and donated. I really enjoyed being here for the third year in a row, and I cannot miss next year to pull ahead of Rob Roy, if in fact that is true. We've still got a little bit of time. We still need a little more dollars on this program. But I want to thank you, Dr. Annie, for allowing me to be part of it. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy saying words, using my throat, feeling pain, enjoyment, community.
Absolutely. Well, let's thank some of the people who helped us out. Rob Roy, Kevin Long, Chris Boss, Geneva Durant. How about Keith Lowell Jensen, the comedian who stepped forward? How about that guy, Dr. Douglas Everett, who just came in here with a big wad of cash and threw it down on the table, told a few funny stories.
Hey, that's Doug Mount Everett for you.
Absolutely. Well, he's helped out. He's going to be back here tomorrow afternoon at 5, so you'll have a chance to show him your appreciation. He really knows some important people, so I'll be curious to know if he's going to reach his goal larger than mine. He'll be able to get even further. But, you know, $767, I think that's pretty impressive. What do you think, Whitey?
I think it's fantastic. In fact, I'm just going to ding it one more time just for the road. That's wonderful.
I hear that. It is wonderful indeed. Well, thanks to all of you for phoning in here to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I hope that you will keep your radio station glued to 90.3 all throughout the week so that you can hear our tremendous music. We've got a show coming up in just a few minutes that's really going to impress you, that will compel you to turn over the contents of your wallet to this particular radio station. So plan to do that. Keep it right here at fundraiser.kdvs.org. Thanks again, Whitey. I'll see you next year, if not before.
Thanks a million, Dr. Andy.
Absolutely. This is Dr. Andy Jones, and I'll be back next week with another edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.